Beatrice Sanders, Executive Director, Kern County Farm Bureau.
The Kern County Crop Report came out, and it shows a 12% increase, which is substantial. But as you and I have talked about before, it doesn't take into account several things, including the rising cost of farming. And also, that's last year's numbers, and a lot of people believe that we'll start seeing an impact from this year's crop of the extended drought. Talk a little bit about the cost of farming that continues to rise.
Right. So the 12% jump or increase in our ag sales doesn't calculate how much our Kern County growers have had to spend, how their farming prices have increased in the past year as well, or in 2014. The cost of farming has gone up. And I don't want, you know, our average reader or listener to be fooled by the 12% increase and think that, you know, we're okay in this drought. These are 2014 numbers. And you have to remember that we've, as growers, have had to be a part of different programs for water testing. Obamacare is pretty significant. Minimum wage increases have been significant in our growers' budget. Many growers, you know, on top of all of these added costs to farming, more importantly, have had to grow or have had to have either new water wells drilled, which right now the cost is about $500,000 to get a new water well drilled. And some growers have had to drill their wells deeper into the basin, which is about $250,000. So the overall cost of farming has also increased.
A lot of economists believe that the 2015 crop report is going to be the report where we see the most effect from the prolonged drought. Do you believe that to be the same?
I do. I think the real crop report that everybody is waiting for will be the one that will be released next August. So that will show the 2015 numbers. You know, statewide, not just in Kern County, there's been a lot of acreage fallowed within that year, you know, the August to August year. And, you know, that's when a lot of our numbers and what we produce will change. Either, you know, like the vegetable crops in Kern County have lower numbers this past year, but you can see the increase in the permanent crops. So what I believe has happened is that a lot of our growers have switched from those rotation crops, which are often also as well more thirstier crops, into the more permanent crops like almonds, pistachios, or table grapes.
Yeah, that's the big increase as we get into the numbers of your crop report. Almonds and pistachios continue the trend of moving upwards, and it seems to really have carried that 12% increase.
Yeah, and you know, one of the more important things about Kern County in particular and our agricultural industry is we are such a diverse county in what we grow. So our top five commodities being grapes, almonds, milk, citrus, and cattle is a lot different than, say, Napa County, to where most of theirs are wine grapes. So if they were to have a weather system come in and take out, you know, the majority or even some of their vineyards, they don't have another commodity that's as strong. So here in Kern County, we're really proud of the fact of, you know, the amount of diversity that we can produce here, given, you know, this perfect weather, perfect soil. The only thing that's missing in this equation is, you know, our surface water, which has really put pressure on our aquifer.
That kind of leads into my next question with grapes, almonds, and milk production being your top three. A prolonged drought, continuation of this prolonged drought could really affect your top five.
Yes. It really could. You know, drought hurts every commodity, I feel like. And this year, again, even though we're going to be waiting for our crop production numbers for 2015, I don't want, you know, again, the average listener or reader to think, well, we have this storm system coming through. Say El Nino does come through and just drenches the Central Valley of California entirely, fills up some of our basins, replenishes some depleting water storage areas. Those numbers aren't going to reflect anything that happens between now and next August. So there's a lot, it's tricky that these crop reports come out the time that they do. So we never want anyone to think that, you know, that we're going to be safe out of this drought if we have a wet season that comes here soon. These numbers only reflect on what we actually, the gross, right? So it's never calculates the cost of farming or how much we're spending on water.
A recent report out of UC Davis documented some of the cost that the drought is having on California. And it also talked about how growers are hanging in there. And one of the professors mentioned that growers are getting really efficient with what they're doing, and that's helping out a lot. Do you see that in your county?
We do. We see a lot of that. We have, you know, just in preparation for our groundwater regulations that are coming up here in the next couple of years, there have been a lot of studies done through the UC Co-op about safe yield, you know, and particularly with permanent crops like almonds. What is the safe yield? What is the least amount of water you can use on your trees to produce the most nuts? And there's a lot of those studies, you know, in regards to the safe yield, because we'll need to know that number as, you know, these regulations start to come and we'll decide on, you know, how much growers will be able to pump out of, given that surface water won't be delivered, how much they'll be able to pump out safely from the groundwater basin. So we have, there's been a lot of improvements with irrigation here. Kern County, you know, is always looking for grants to help our growers switch from, or those that can with their permanent crops, from flood irrigation to drip irrigation, which saves a significant amount of water. So farmers have, I think we've been keeping up with the trends of improving the way we farm.
Anything else you want to add?
I know that we're waiting for Fresno County's numbers to come out. I know that we sometimes switch off with Fresno and Toledo, but we are really happy with the numbers that we have. We're happy to say, at least until we see Fresno's numbers, that we remain the second highest producing county agriculturally in the nation. We're very proud of that number, and we hope that we can stay there despite groundwater regulations and some changes that we are foreseeing here.